Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today's Wednesday, June 27th. Excited to be with you guys. A lot of exciting stuff going on right now with the podcast. So I am actually getting a YouTube site. Well, the YouTube site is up and running, but soon the podcast will also be a video cast. Excited about that. I'm going to have some some pretty cool technology. Going to be using a green screen. So very excited to unveil that to you guys pretty soon. Right now, I'm also building a Steve the Scout website. So I will give you guys content and stuff you can read each week. Ultimately, a lot of it's going to filter back to the podcast, but it's definitely going to be a great football resource for you, and that is stevethescout.com. In terms of the shows that I'm doing right now, it's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Recently, what I've been doing is I've been releasing the shows at random times. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to have each show released at the same time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That is 8 a.m. Pacific time and 11 a.m. Eastern time in the morning. Not at night, in the morning. So excited about that. Definitely, you know, getting some good changes happening with the show in terms of just making sure that you guys are getting the content and getting it at a specific time. You know, if you're tuning in for the first time, I'll tell you, this is a different kind of NFL, you know, scouting, you know, type show that I give bold predictions and I give deep analysis on the players that I'm talking about. And I only get there by watching a lot of film. So Monday, you know, the way the show is being structured right now is that Monday I'm giving you the best play. I'm giving you future Hall of Famers, that are playing right now. And I'm saying which players right now are locks for the Hall of Fame and which players that are close to being locks and what they need to do to get there. Last week I did it on the quarterbacks. This week I did it on the running backs. Definitely check those out. On Wednesday, I am giving you my 30 best players in the NFL. Last week, I gave you players 30 through 21. I'm going to review players 30 through 21 in just a moment. Today, I'm going to give you players 20 through 11. And on Friday, I answer your guys' questions. Again, my email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. You know, you guys have questions or something you want me to answer, email to me. Each week, I'm going to do one of two things. I'm either going to pick the best, well, not the best five questions, but just five questions that I decide to answer. Or what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick one question and I'm going to talk about it for an entire show. Last Friday, I had an entire episode about one question, and it was really, is Tom Brady a systems quarterback, and how would he have done without Bill Belichick? So I answered that for you. I thought that was a question that was worth, you know, taking the entire show, to do. And today, like I said, I'm giving you my 30 best players in the NFL. The way I create this list is this: it's based mainly on game tape. The game tape is above everything else. Now, when I'm taking into consideration, you know how I'm creating the list, I'm really trying to create it based on how good the players are right now, with a minimum expectation that you've given me at least one season of a body of work to prove yourself. If you've played for, you know, half a season, I'm not going to put you on this list. I do need to see a full season. So with that being said, you know, that is how I'm evaluating this list. It's really based on, for the most part, how good these players are right now. So going over last week's players, giving you the countdown, players 30 through 21, I ranked Patrick Peterson, the cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals, as my 30th best player in the NFL. I ranked Tyrann Mathieu, the 29th best player in the NFL, free. He's the free safety slash strong safety who can also play corner from Houston. Former teammate of Patrick Peterson. Number 28 was Joey Bosa. Number 27 was AJ Green. 26 was Calais Campbell. 25 was Fletcher Cox. 24 was David DeCastro. 23 was Casey Hayward. 22 was Carson Wentz. And number 21 was Zach Martin. Something that all these players have in common is this, is all 30 guys on this list, they are either already locks for the Hall of Fame, or if they keep playing this way for a few more years, they're pretty much they're all going to be locks for the Hall of Fame. Right now, there are as many great players in the NFL at a given time than I can remember at any point. The league right now has the greatest athletes overall they've ever had, and there's a lot of players that are Canton worthy. And the next player that I'm going to talk about, I believe is already a lock for the Hall of Fame. He is one of the best tight ends of all time. He is number 20 on my list, and that is tight end Rob Gronkowski from the New England Patriots. When I look at Rob Gronkowski as a tight end, this is the best blocking tight end of this generation. This is the best receiving tight end of this generation. I've never seen a tight end that was this hard to cover. The only guy right now in the league that I really think, you know, might be able to cover him is Jalen Ramsey. If you put a cornerback on him, yeah, they can cover him. But just the problem is that the guy knows how to box people out, and he is able to use his size as a mismatch better than any tight end I've ever seen. When it's all said and done, he plays a few more good years. You know, he's going to be in the conversation for the best tight end in history. He has been that dominant during his time. The reason why I don't rank him higher is, yes, you know, a lot of the reason why he's so good is his size. Does he have good playing skills? Absolutely. I just think that, you know, in terms of skill sets, the next players that are coming up on this list have better skill sets than him. They're not necessarily more dominant, but Rob Gronkowski is going to be going down as an all-time great tight end and a guy that's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame. If I had the choice to throw a Hail Mary touchdown and I could pick one of two receivers in the NFL to throw it to, I would pick Julio Jones, and I would pick the 19th player on my list, DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, in terms of a guy that is being doubled and triple covered in the end zone and still finds a way to come up with the ball, that particular skill he might be better at than any other wide receiver. When you want to talk about fast in and out of his breaks, I watched yesterday a matchup between him and Patrick Peterson from last year, and although Patrick Peterson did a good job, DeAndre Hopkins, it was pretty tough for him to cover. He beat him a few times, actually. So, when I look at DeAndre, he's got surefire hands. You want to talk about a deep threat. Maybe the best deep threat in the game of all wide receivers, just because his ability to make any kind of catch when he's doubled and triple covered. One of the fastest three receivers in and out of his breaks, has great breakaway speed. He's tough and he's physical. To me, this is one of the best players in the NFL, and DeAndre Hopkins is the 19th player on my best list of 30 best players in the NFL. The next guy on my list is the best safety in the NFL right now, in my opinion, and that is my 18th best player in the NFL, Harrison Smith. Yes, I'm a Giants fan, and yes, I'm saying right now he is better than Landon Collins based on what I've seen. I know Collins had that great year the other year, and he played great this past year, but when you want to talk about the guy that is the most versatile safety in the NFL, it's definitely Harrison Smith. And when you want to just talk about the guy that plays the position the best, yeah, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Harrison Smith, Tyrann Mathieu, you know, Landon Collins, Earl Thomas. But to me, right now, the best safety in the game is this guy. When I look at Harrison's game, first of all, you know, I can honestly say that I think I would, and you know, some of you are going to think I'm crazy for saying this. Right now, I think I would rather be hit by Cam Chancellor than I would Harrison Smith. If you see how fast Harrison Smith comes in combined with how hard he hits the guy, you know, as someone who is always turned into different games on Sunday, I just feel like every time, well, not every time, but I feel like a number of times I've turned on a Vikings game, I've watched this guy lay someone out. When you want to look at his versatility, first of all, you never know what he's doing, because he's a guy that can line up in the box and take on a middle linebacker or an outside linebacker responsibility. He can rush the passer and he can play the middle linebacker position as well. So you put him in the box, you can really line him up anywhere, you know, inside or outside. When you want to look at him as a safety, he is a true ball hawking safety that can play center field. To me, he's right now the hardest hitting safety when you want to look at how fast and how hard someone is coming at you. When you look at Harrison, you know, go back into coverage, you know, there's been times that they've asked him to line up in the slot. There's been times that I've seen him line up outside. I'm just going back by watching his highlights and you know, the tape that I can find against other teams where it's highlighting him. And he's doing all these things. You know, if he can line up as a cornerback, yes, his true position is safety, but he is a guy that you can disguise him so well, because he can dominate at the middle linebacker, outside linebacker position, strong safety, free safety, and can play some cornerback as well. Not only that, he is probably the hardest hitting safety in the NFL. When you look at the Vikings, to me, you know, they have some great players on defense, but when I've watched them play, I felt like kind of their heart and soul was really this guy. Harrison Smith is a special player and a guy that I think he continues to play like this. This is a guy going to the Hall of Fame. I have ranked as my 17th best player the best sideline to sideline middle linebacker in the game, Bobby Wagner. When you want to talk about that particular skill set, sideline to sideline range and speed, Bobby Wagner to me is number one right now. I put Luke Kuechly number two. But Luke, here's the difference between Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly, because I'm going to say they are the two best middle linebackers in the game. When you look at Luke Kuechly, before the play, he is able to diagnose better than anyone. He's like Peyton Manning at that. But Bobby Wagner, you know, Bobby Wagner hits you a lot harder, and he has better, more explosive speed. When you look at Bobby Wagner play, his playing style is very similar to Ray Lewis. I mean, when he strikes you, it looks like a cobra just jumping out at you when he's making his tackles. It seems like, you know, whenever I'm watching a Seahawks game, it's somehow every single play he's involved. He is right now on a Hall of Fame path. When you want to talk about a guy that when he goes for tackles, he doesn't miss them, meaning that, you know, it's when Bobby Wagner gets a hold of you and he's trying to tackle you, you're not seeing guys going very far after that. When he gets a hold of you, you're going down quickly. And I'm talking about some of the biggest, most physical running backs in the game. When he gets his hands on you, you're getting tackled quickly, or you're getting hit really hard. Bobby Wagner is an elite player and someone who right now is on a Hall of Fame path. My 16th best player in the NFL is Ezekiel Elliott, the running back from the Dallas Cowboys. When I look at Ezekiel Elliott play, it looks like It looks like this is a track and field guy that was naturally a track and field guy that learned how to play football. When he gets the ball, it looks like he's coming out of a sprinter stance. When the ball's getting handed off to him, I see him get lower and gain more leverage than other running backs do. He also gets out of the gate very, very quickly. And because he does that, and he remains low, and he has power, it's very hard to tackle him at the first and second level. So a lot of times, you know, you're seeing him he'll just rip off these big chunks of yards, and it's because of that. Now, two other aspects to his game is that he's one of the best receiving backs in the NFL. He has breakaway speed, and you know what oftentimes makes a running back great is how well their feet and eyes work in unison. His feet and eyes work so well in unison. It's just that, you know, when he's changing direction, he's not losing any speed, and in terms of just having good vision and knowing how to shift and maneuver his body, he's got all that. This to me is one of the very best football players in the NFL. And if you're in the top 20 on my list, yes, the NFL is that competitive that top 20 is still one of the very best players in the NFL. He is arguably the best running back in the game. You know, most people are going to say right now that, you know, there's a couple other guys, you know, that are there. And, you know, I'll tell you that he's not the highest ranked one on this list. He's played behind a great offensive line, but don't let that fool you. This is one of the very best running backs in the game. The two greatest minds in the NFL at the quarterback position are Tom Brady and I believe Drew Brees. And you can make the argument that Brees has the better mind, as crazy as that sounds. When you want to look at Drew Brees preparing to play for teams, calling out things pre-play, and being able to read defenses and anticipate open receivers, at those things, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. The stats, they speak for themselves. He's one of the most prolific passers of all time. But I cannot underestimate how good he is at being able to anticipate open receivers. That is the main thing that has allowed him to actually get away with only being 6 feet tall. This guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and no question, one of the 10 best quarterbacks in history. What do you call a guy that can trail your number one receiver better than any cornerback in the NFL can trail a number one receiver, can cover Gronk, and has highly polished skills as an edge defender? That is Jalen Ramsey. To me, those are the things that he excels at, and that truly make him so great. If he could do nothing else, if all he was just a cover corner, he still, to me, when I looked at corners and I looked at a lot of tape on corners, he's the guy that can trail the number one receiver better than anyone else, or at least as good as anyone else. Now, when you want to take into consideration the fact that, yes, you can move him over to safety, you can have him cover a tight end, and also his ability as an edge defender, his ability to dip and rip and get around the edge, is not only impressive for a player that plays in the secondary, it's first round talent for any player. His actual, if you ever even look at him using his hands as an edge defender, I mean, he literally has high end skills as a 4-3 defensive end. That's scary that the guy can really do all those things. When you want to look at a versatile player. He's one of the most versatile players in the NFL. You know, I did mention Harrison Smith on this show. Jalen Ramsey and Harrison Smith, to me, they're two of the very most versatile secondary players in the game. But I do believe that they are the two best. And Jalen Ramsey, you know, he's only in his second year, and he's only going to get better. But this right here is a Hall of Famer in the making if he keeps playing like this, because the way he's performed his first 2 years, and from everything I saw in college, look, the guy is an incredible athlete. You look at what he was able to do in college; he was a can't miss prospect. Jalen Ramsey, to me, the best player in the NFL at the cornerback position. What do you call a guy that goes sideline to sideline almost as well as any middle linebacker in the NFL and has a Peyton Manning type mind at the middle linebacker position? That is what you call Luke Kuechly. Now, I always say that part of what I do that I try to be different about is I make bold predictions on players, and I make very bold predictions. I said before Luke Kuechly was drafted, this is going to be one of the best 5 to 10 middle linebackers in the history of the game, and already you can definitely say he is in that conversation. You know, Bobby Wagner, I believe is better sideline to sideline than Luke Kuechly by a little bit. But you want to talk about a guy that makes the players around him better, a guy that pre-play calls out a lot of different things, more so than any other look, there are a lot of smart middle linebackers in the NFL, but in terms of being able to diagnose what is happening pre-play, Luke Kuechly is the best at that in the NFL. And what's amazing is that he's pretty much been the best at that at the NFL since he was a rookie. When I watched his college tape, it was about the cleanest tape you can ever see on a middle linebacker. You know, yes, you know, if you need him to rush the passer, he can do that. Maybe not at the same level as Bobby Wagner, but when you want to talk about everything you want from a middle linebacker, sideline to sideline range, intelligence, he has it all. He's definitely a hard hitter. He's not as physical as Bobby Wagner, but when you want to talk about you know, what gives Luke Kuechly the advantage that I put him 5 spots ahead of Bobby Wagner, it is his mind. Bobby Wagner is a smart middle linebacker, but Luke Kuechly just might be the smartest one I've ever watched. And I'm going to give you numbers 12 and 11 together. So the reason why I'm doing that is they are the two highest ranked running backs on my list, and I did give one a slightly higher grade over the other. So my 12th best player in the NFL I have ranked as Le'Veon Bell. My 11th best player I have ranked as Todd Gurley. Here's why. When I saw Todd Gurley play this year and went back and watched a lot of tape on him today and yesterday, as well as Le'Veon Bell, let me just say that, you know, in terms of being a route runner, Le'Veon Bell is definitely a better route runner than Todd Gurley. But if you were to ask me which one is more dangerous on the screen game, it's Todd Gurley. Which one is harder to bring down? It's Todd Gurley. It's a different style of running. Le'Veon Bell to me is certainly more of the patient runner. You know, especially at that first and second level, I think his vision at the first and second level is better than Todd Gurley. But what makes Todd Gurley to me just a little bit better is that he is more of a threat. He has better home run speed. To me, he's tougher. He's tougher to bring down. And you know, and Le'Veon Bell, what he's been known as being the best at, is the best receiving back in the NFL, which I still think as a route runner, you can make that case. I'm going to tell you, watch out for Christian McCaffrey, because that guy is a tremendous route runner as a running back. But, you know, when you throw the ball to Todd Gurley on the screen game, to me, if I'm an opposing defense, I'm more scared of that than Le'Veon Bell, just by a little bit. Both of these guys are great running backs in the sense that they have great vision. They're tough. They're physical. They have great use of the stiff arm, and you know they are able to see holes. And both of them have some of the best balance of any running backs in the league. So these are two guys that are certainly among the very best players in the game. And that is my 12th player, Le'Veon Bell, and number 11, Todd Gurley. And next week, I'm going to bring you guys players 10 through 1. Excited to do that. Again, remember on Friday's show, I answer your guys' questions. I either pick 5 questions to answer, or I pick 1 question and I talk about it for an entire show. And again, that email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. One more time, it's stevethescout81@gmail.com. Talk to you guys on Friday. Have a good rest of your week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.